Hey, friend. Really proud of this Portfolio Career podcast episode with Evan Ray. Evan is a venture partner at Trail Mix Ventures, a female-founded and led venture capitalist firm here in New York City, a rarity in the industry. They have invested in companies like The Wing, Parsley Health, Henry the Dentist, and many more. They are focused on serving the $4.2 trillion living well market. Evan was also the founder of Swift Media, the first emoji ad network company. He started the company while he was in college at the University of Notre Dame, where he's also a walk-on to the football team there. He was recently named onto Forbes 30 Under 30 list as well. He's a speaker, advisor, mentor to startups, and many friends. We talk about starting companies, building relationships, and how to connect with potential advisors. And of course, his favorite emoji. This episode timestamp notes are available at portfoliocareerpodcast.com. So tune in to build and grow your portfolio career. And as always, let me know what you think. Cool. Well, welcome to Portfolio Career Podcast. Your host, David Nabinski, is here with Evan Ray. How's it going, Evan?
It's going great, David. Thanks a lot for having me.
Yeah, it's an honor. It's an honor. So, Evan, if we were to go to an event tonight, how do you typically introduce yourself?
So, first and foremost, I've introduced myself as a partner at Trail Mix Ventures. And what Trail Mix is we're an early stage venture fund that's really focused on the future of living well and the $4.2 trillion wellness economy. So that's where a bulk of my time's focused, but there's some other focuses as well.
Okay. And then maybe one place I'd like to start would be, you previously were the founder of a successful company called Swift Media, which was really a pioneer in the emoji space. So if you were to, you know, what's your favorite emoji?
So my favorite emoji by far is the smiley face with two hearts as eyes. I enjoy that. But yeah, my first company was Swift Media, and basically we were the first emoji ad network that allowed brands and consumers to connect through emoji in a whole bunch of different messaging apps.
Okay. And you started that company when you were at Notre Dame?
Yes. Senior year of Notre Dame out of this kind of the dorm room startup situation with myself and my co-founder. So great time to start a company is when you have no other responsibilities as a college student.
Awesome. Okay. And then, so as you think back, you know, because I think a lot of people when they're in college, they have, you know, big ambitions as to your point, you know, as you look back a little bit, what are some kind of takeaways or lessons learned from that journey?
Yeah. So I think for anyone who's thinking about starting a company or is in the midst of starting a company, I think in today's day and age, there's a lot of, it's very celebrated, like a celebrity status and how glamorous it is to start a company. But I think the reality of it is there's a lot of long nights, there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of hardships, there's a lot of lows that people don't necessarily see or publicize. So I think in terms of my learnings, I definitely went into it as thinking, well, this is going to be an exciting way to, you know, start a company and make an impact. But very quickly found out that there's initially a lot more lows than highs. And because of that, I think it's so important to be incredibly passionate about what you're doing and make sure you're partnering with the right co-founders or the right early team and that everyone's laser focused on your vision and aligned on your vision. Because if you don't have that to start, then you know, it might not show up week one, week five, week 12, but it'll show up at some point. And typically it shows up in really stressful points.
Okay. And then you mentioned Trail Mix, you know, a leading venture firm here in New York City. You know, do you take that lens as you're evaluating companies in terms of really diving into the team and really understanding what they're about?
Definitely. So for us at Trail Mix, I mean, we are a pre-seed and seed stage fund focused on the future of living well. So because of the stage of investments that we're making, we spend a lot of time with founders. And in many cases, we're actually, investing in the founder, right? More so, they need to be in the, have, the right idea, have the right unit economics and be in the right market. But we're also not naive in thinking that they're not going to pivot or they're not going to change their business. So we're really investing in the founders and the founding teams. And so I think that's where the whole Trail Mix team brings a lot of help and a lot of expertise to our investment partners, to our portfolio companies, is we're able to actually, look at this from a lens of being a founder, right? Saying, hey, I understand where you're going, what you're going through. I've been there once, twice, three, four times before. So have you thought about it this way? And it, and I think it lends us to be able to coach our portfolio companies in a way that is really seeing where they're at, especially at this early stage.
Okay. And with that mindset and that view, how do you, are you able to speak to a little bit of the day-to-day in terms of being a partner at Trail Mix? I think a lot of people, kind of see, or a lot of people think of it from the founder perspective or from starting a company perspective of, okay, now I have a product, now I need to go raise money. And then I'm now going to go have a list and I'm going to now start getting meetings. What is it like on the day-to-day perspective on your side?
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, at Trail Mix, different partners have different roles, right? So my role is primarily focused on working with existing portfolio companies and coaching and mentoring them through the different stages of their business, as well as looking at both sourcing and then evaluating new potential deals that come across our desk. So one of the, I would say, secret powers of Trail Mix is that we have an unparalleled network across the U.S., but definitely in North America, just because we've all sort of grown up in the New York tech ecosystem. And so as a result, we see quite a few deals. I think we looked at 400 or 500 deals last year. And a lot of time is spent evaluating those deals, but then each one of us is spending time with our founders, helping them think through their pricing structure, helping them think how they're going to launch a second market, connecting them with the appropriate branding resources, or getting a great VP of sales into their organization, right? So we're spending a lot of time on the, where I think it's the most valuable for our portfolio companies in their early stage hurdles or speed bumps, because we've done it 3, 4, 5 times before.
Okay. And then you mentioned you spend a lot of time working with the existing portfolio companies. How do you balance and then also implement, kind of effective corporate culture and corporate organization while balancing the wanting to have great returns for your investors?
Sure. So in terms of, at least on the company level, like on the individual portfolio company level, that's going to come from the co-founder or founders of that company, right? And for me, culture has been the number one thing in every company that I've started. I think it's probably the most important thing for most companies. And we at the same time, we don't push anything on our companies, right? I think at the end of the day, it's our founders' companies and we're there to coach and help guide them. Specific to culture, I think the biggest thing that we look at from a company we've already invested in is just sharing, sharing my experience of running Swift, sharing my experience of running our restaurant company, sharing my experience of being involved with other companies and what works culturally and what doesn't, and what motivates early employees and what doesn't. In terms of where we're looking to invest, or like if a company comes across our desk, we are investing in the future of living well. And in our minds, that's health and wellness, both physical health and wellness, but also mental health and wellness. And that comes across in people's personal lives and also in their work lives. We spend 8 hours or more, especially if you're starting a company, right? Or more with the people you're working with. So we try and invest and we look for opportunities that are going to help people live well or live better throughout the rest of their whole life. So culture is a huge part of that. And, it's a little bit hard to evaluate culture early on with two founders, but you know, we definitely have a lean towards conscious culture companies.
Are you able to give an example to conscious culture?
Yeah, so I think a really good example is I would say Henry the Dentist is one of our portfolio companies. And basically what they are is they're a mobile dentist clinic that goes around and has partnered with, you know, some of the top companies in the world. And they actually go to their different locations and sign contracts with the employers to provide dentistry, basically preventative dental services for their employees. And so they're providing a at-work wellness feature. And then at the same time, the founder, Justin, is really pushing forward a very inclusive culture for their entire team, right? So it doesn't matter if you're, you know, the brand new employee, a new dental hygienist, or are their first hire. He's really driving an inclusive culture. So that's an example that I like to use of someone who's both having a positive impact in the world on people's workplace, and people aren't stressed out having to take off 2 hours to go to the dentist and come back, right? So there's a mental component. There's obviously a physical component with dentistry. And then Justin and his team are building an amazing conscious culture as well.
Okay, great. And I haven't been to the dentist in a little while, so I appreciate
it. You should definitely check it out. It's an amazing service.
Awesome. Okay. And so you also mentioned that you wear a couple different hats and spend, you know, some time in some other areas. I'd love to learn about a couple of those if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, right now I would say, my story is after founding Swift, I went on to found a restaurant roll-up company and sold that late last year. I guess, can't believe it's 2019. And through that time, I've been involved with Trail Mix more on a venture partner capacity. And as we've continued to grow the fund and grow our investments, I've grown my involvement in Trail Mix, which has been really great. And then in terms of where I'm focused, I spend a lot of time mentoring entrepreneurs and you know, have a few non-tech investments, but eventually I will be starting my next thing, right? In tandem with Trail Mix, right? So Trail Mix we're building something really cool, and we're building a platform venture company. And but at the same time, you know, I have that entrepreneurial itch, and once an entrepreneur, always an entrepreneur. And I actually think it's a really nice compliment because it continues to give, you know, Trail Mix portfolio companies someone in the room who's gone through what they've done multiple times.
Okay. And are you able to give a sneak peek as to what you're thinking about or what some problems you'd like to solve?
So sneak peek, not a ton of detail, but one of the problems that we're seeing a lot just across every direct-to-consumer company is the cost to acquire users is rising across the board. You know, people are acquiring users through Facebook, through Instagram, through Google Ads, and that cost has doubled in the last 12 months. And that's something that's, you know, really on the mind of a lot of venture investors. Is like, hey, you know, we're investing in these companies, and then there's only a few channels to acquire users, costs are going up. And then that plays into a factor with the unit economics. So what I'm leaning towards is a concept on how to provide lower cost lead generation or user acquisition to venture-backed startups.
Okay, amazing. Okay. And then do you, with that new company, kind of like as we were talking about before, is the highs and the lows of starting a company, right? And often there is a lot of lows. And, you know, how are you thinking about kind of balancing that with the new company while being, you know, super passionate about, you know, building and things? And where I'm going with this is, you know, how can people look to have a life of passion and of purpose, but also not be stuck into it, you know, with how are you thinking about that?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
So the question is kind of, what with the portfolio career lifestyle it's and view is to, how can we be really passionate about kind of what we're doing in multiple areas or maybe two areas, and maybe not always, you know, all the time, but just like, how are you thinking about having maybe just a little bit more balance in starting this new company compared to when you were building Swift?
Sure. So I think there's a couple different things, at least the way I'm thinking about it, is one, this will be the third company that me and my co-founder have founded. So we're much more efficient with our time, I would say. But the big thing is, especially in the portfolio career situation, I think it's very easy to be in the room, but have your mind be somewhere else. And that lends itself to very inefficient work and wasting a lot of time. So I think the thing that has really helped me is being, you know, if it is, you know, with TrailMix, is being extremely present. If it is with a portfolio company, being extremely present and laser focused at what's happening in this moment, at this time. And if you can just be present moment to moment to moment, all of a sudden you have a lot more time than you thought you had, right? So I think that would be just the advice as anyone in a portfolio career, or frankly, a startup founder who wants to not completely consume their entire life with their company, which I did at Swift the first time around, is to just be very, very present in the moment and very laser focused on what you're doing. I think a lot of companies, especially early stage, they taste a little bit of success, and then all of a sudden there's a million opportunities and a million different directions they could go, and they try and do everything. And the result is they make an inch of progress in a million different directions, but don't really move the needle. Whereas if they're laser focused and present in the moment at something that actually matters for their company, and everything else is a distraction, that's the way you see companies scale quicker. But then that's also the way, you know, as someone who has a portfolio career, is you can actually make meaningful progress in two arenas, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And then, so I'd love to, we were chit-chatting a little bit before about kind of Notre Dame football and walking on there. And
yeah.
So I guess, you know, what type of advice do you give just generally to people at Notre Dame or people that are kind of just getting started with their career, given the experience that you've had?
So the first piece of advice is there are no dumb questions. So ask as many questions as you possibly can. I think in our world today, there's a lot of people that are very concerned with how they look to other people. And as a result, don't ask questions or hold back in certain situations. And that doesn't really serve you at all. So don't be afraid to ask questions. And then the second thing is surround yourself with a trusted group of advisors. And I think it's something that if you're genuinely interested in learning from people who have been there before, if you're building any kind of tech company, go get advisors who built tech companies. If you're building a restaurant company, get advisors who built restaurant companies. If you're building a bank, get advisors who have built a bank, right? So I think it's really important for people, especially as they're starting their career, to surround themselves with trusted advisors who you can ask questions of and who you can lean on. And the speed bumps that you'll be able to avoid just by talking to someone who's been there before greatly increase your chances of success. That would be the two things, you know, as I like to give advice to people as they're coming out of, out of school or starting a new company is, you know, don't be afraid to ask questions or don't be afraid of, you know, how you're going to look. And then, be sure to surround yourself with some advisors.
Okay. I love that. And if someone was trying to, you know, I think a lot of times we tell kind of stories in our mind and we get scared to reach out to people that we respect or admire. You know, if somebody was to reach out to you, and how can they kind of form a relationship to be where you would be an advisor to them?
Sure. Yeah. So I think, first and foremost, that's our role with every portfolio company at TrailMix, right? Like that's, you know, we're operationally involved as much as the companies want us to be. And then we're also just someone that they can call or text and say, hey, this is what's happening right now. What's your advice? But if someone's like cold reaching out, I think it's really important. Like if I'm sitting in the seat of someone who's starting their career and they want to get advisors, or the way I respond to that is when someone reaches out and has actually thought about, not, hey, do you want to be an advisor? But hey, I've done my research. I know your background. It fits well with what I think it fits well with what we're doing. I'd love to have a conversation to tell you more about what I'm doing and learn more about where you're going. Like something that's very thoughtful and has done your homework. Because a lot of people copy paste and fire off emails. You know, the whole Trail Mix team gets hundreds of those every week. So it's like being very thoughtful about what kind of relationship you want or what kind of conversation you want to have.
Okay. Wow. I didn't realize how many emails you all get.
Yeah, there's a lot, but it's fun. It's part of the job. And I think that's how we've managed to make some great connections and invest in some amazing companies is, you know, in some cases it started as an advisory relationship. Just like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned like, so what kind of change do you think, you know, Trail Mix is really trying to bring to the venture capital or just general business environment?
So we have a couple big things we're focused on. One of my personal most exciting things is Trail Mix is a female-led fund. And that was really important for me as I was considering joining the team, because I think all the data shows that females are grossly underrepresented in both venture firms as well as startups or funded startups. And I think that's correlated, right? And so that's one thing, right? You know, changing that dichotomy that exists in the venture world. I think another big thing for us is we are investing in the future of living well, and we are investing in the wellness economy. So our hope is that every dollar we put to work is not only getting an amazing return for our LPs, but is also helping everyday people that our portfolio company services are reaching. And in a way, we're doing good in the world through our investing, but investing in wellness is also a really good business. It's a very big opportunity. It's a $4.2 trillion market. So we don't view it as necessarily social impact investing. It's more of a, hey, well, this is actually the better way to invest in wellness economy because it is the future of where we're all going. And if we can help give thousands of people preventative health care through Parsley Health in the process, that's amazing.
Mm. And, you know, as you kind of, like, what was, when Parsley Health was just getting started, like, I think that's always really interesting, right, is we see where they're at now and doing great work. Like, you know, how do you, as an investor, how do you start to visualize where a company can go as well?
Yeah, so it's really important for the founders of any company that we're investing in to have a big but focused vision. And you can tell pretty quickly in conversations if a founder has a big focused vision. You know, Robin, the founder of Parsley Health, definitely has that, right? Jasmine, the founder of Gooder, which is a food logistics platform that's solving the, you know, food logistics issue of people having restaurants having too much food and then homeless shelters not having enough, and they give the restaurants a tax credit on it through their software platform. You know, she has a big vision, right? And it's focused, and so that's really important as we're looking at any company. Is this founder or co-founders thinking big, but are they doing it in a way that is very focused that allows them to execute, not thinking big that they can be everything to everybody.
Mm. Yeah. So, I think that's, you know, going back to when people are starting out in their career, I think they have, their eyes are wide open, which is good, you know, but, you know, want to do so many different things and as opposed to being focused and putting in some of the work, to get going.
Yeah. And I think it's, Totally, right? And I think in today's day and age, you know, there's always a new thing. Like, I mean, literally, there's always a new thing. And you can reach into your pocket, pull out your phone, and there's 50 new things happening. So I think in many cases, it's much, much, much harder to say no to something than it is to say yes to something. And so I think that's just the one thing, you know, kind of, you know, piece of advice I would have to founders, but also honestly, anyone trying to doing a portfolio career is, you know, really pick what you're involved in very carefully, both new business units you're going to launch as part of your company, but also like new things you're going to do as part of your portfolio career. Pick what you want to be involved very carefully. And once you've picked it, commit to it, be present, you know, be focused. So, and then if it doesn't work, that's fine, but make sure you give it all your effort and be focused and present.
Yeah. Okay. And then Evan, is there, you know, anything else that you'd like to talk about related to your career or trail mix or, you know, kind of general advice or some interesting projects or emojis that we didn't get to talk about?
I have to put a shout out as to, on the emojis we didn't get to talk about, the Notre Dame leprechaun was our first emoji out there. So that was kind of the home school pride there. But no, in terms of Trail Mix, I think, we're really, really excited about what we're building at Trail Mix. We're still in the early innings. You know, we've deployed most of our first fund and we have some exciting things on the horizon. So it's exciting to work with founders that are truly focused on changing the world for the better. And, you know, that's what we're focused on with Trail Mix in terms of investing in the future of living well. And we think that our software startups and software from those startups are going to be the, you know, the innovative services that allow millions and millions and hopefully ultimately billions of people to live better in their lives. So that's what gets me excited about Trail Mix every day.
Awesome. I love it. Okay. I'm rooting for you all and really appreciate your time here, Evan. And if people want to, or I know people will want to follow up, and what would be the best way that they could do so?
Sure. Yeah. Feel free to shoot me a note at evan@trailmix.vc.
Awesome. Sounds good, Evan. Really appreciate your time and talk to you soon.
Cool. Thanks, David.